Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
All born happy. No, but born happy.
I struggle to make you happy.
The wife don't.
Yeah, though. You weren't born happy, were you?
Because you're crying. No, I can't cry.
Can you? Fucking eyes out.
Yeah, but you're not crying for, like, tears of joy.
No, you're crying because you've gone out of 37 and a half degrees to fucking 12 and you're fucking fuming.
12? You have been in a birthing studio. It's about 95. Yeah, I come out with a tan.
I was born in Gould Hospital, but it'll have been about 12 degrees, trust me. Came out with a tan.
Oh, nice little recording. Slide get. Happy Dad Tales Day.
I always like to stick the recording on. Happy Dad Tales Day, everybody. Oh, this is good.
It's good, but I'm not saying my seat. I'm not saying I'm a normal seat. I'm in my place.
Which one
is this your normal seat?
Yeah, that's your seat.
Charlatan.
So you two are just staring into his eyes. I'm a side watching, going, "Hi guys."
I'm just like that for a full podcast.
We've got the mounts. We've just put you in a box.
Get over there. It's not even the same house.
We could have done this remote. You could have stayed at home. I've got a squeaky chair. I've definitely got my squeaky chair. I think I need to.
Some man love going on it. I've been kicked out of.
I need to screw it.
Just because we went to Tesco together doesn't mean there's a man love. I actually wrote that you could come with us. It wasn't an exclusive thing.
It was holding hands, but that's all right.
And skipping.
That's not cheating. Just holding hands.
That's why we've got wine, because we didn't want to skip the beer in our pockets.
True that. We've just spent about 45 minutes trying to figure this out. So last time we did this as a trio, we lost the first half.
We did a dad joke thing. Told everyone the dad jokes in the first half. They were hilarious. We rolled about laughing. And we lost
got
it.
Got pissed.
Lost it. And then had to tell each of the jokes that we just heard 5 minutes earlier and pretend that we liked them before. And had the most dead air you've ever heard in your life.
They weren't funny first time, never mind second time.
Nah.
It was all right. Bearable.
You are. This is a plonk. Do we call it a podcast? The days have changed, haven't they? We're on wine. You're on.
I've got wine a bit.
I've started on
beer first.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Gone are the days where we used to Stellar up.
I've got a Stellar up still. Bear you two.
I had about six last podcasts, and look how bad that went. That's why I've stayed away from it.
Now we're going on wine.
I think I had wine as well last time.
Wine's like pop for me. The wine last time.
That's why I stayed asleep on that sofa until about 12 o'clock.
What happened with the wine last time? It was either a problem with your wine or a problem with your glasses, if I remember right.
Oh, yeah.
You refused to drink it because there were some bubbles in it.
Blue.
Yeah. It got the glass. And
that was it.
I'll clean it for you. like
blowing that stuff off it.
Like a dandelion.
Like a 3-year-old blowing out candles on a cake, spitting all over it. Oh, there you go. Just drink out
that makes it loads better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you got a problem there. I'm clean. I brush my teeth now and then. I have a wash now and then.
As I told you many times when we used to play Sunday League in them showers, Leon, I don't want you spitting on
me. Every bloody week. Oh, dear.
Yeah, good start.
Well, thanks for having me back.
I'm emotional.
After the absolute train wreck of losing 40 minutes of it, thanks for having me back.
Yeah, but...
It wasn't your fault, it was his fault.
It was definitely my fault. But have we admitted to what I did a few weeks ago?
Whoa. On the podcast, off the back, what are you talking about?
So,
I love how you say it like you found it. Exactly.
You were thinking.
Have you found it? No, so what happened a few weeks ago was I put an episode out.
Oh, that you'd already had out.
Yeah,
I know.
And then this week you put Thursday's episode out on Wednesday. Do you know about that?
I've been really busy.
I forgot to say you put it out a day early, you nutter. So you put the podcast out on because I put music a day earlier, but then they went out on YouTube the right day. So it was like a different membership base.
Oh well, for all those that
it was a leap year that threw him. That's what happened.
But that's exactly what Amy said. Have you seen my wife's wife?
Oh no, I'm sorry, Amy.
Amy said the exact same thing. That leap year's thrown him out.
For all those that are paying us a fortune on Patreon, you got yours a day early. Well done. Did I? I didn't even know that. Thanks for letting me know. I was thinking this episode. I want to put this episode out. I mean, we've been doing this for
too long.
I want to put it out at 7 a.m. rather than 8 a.m.
Why?
Because I go to work and I want to listen to it on the way to work on Thursday. So selfishly,
do you know that thing that you do, like blokes do it, and the older they get, it's like the earlier you get up, the more of a man you are. You know, like, what? You was working at 7 hour. I've been bloody 3 hours down pit at 7 a.m.
into work before 8. So I'm thinking if it comes.
Yeah, why not commute home then?
No, he's right. I'm on the bridge at like 7 in the morning.
Yeah, but commute home. Listen,
there you go.
Going down to Lincoln.
There you go.
Going down to Lincoln for a 25-hour day.
Listen to it on your way home. You've got a two-way journey.
Do you know what? I can't listen to you on my way home. You too. Because I'm frustrated.
You'll fall asleep.
You relax me. Honestly. I swear to God, if I get the wrong kind of audiobook on my way home, I'm like, oh, this is immense. You need to put a warning out, like in medicine.
Oh, what are you doing?
We'll change the intro. Beware for season 4.
Do not operate heavy machinery while listening to this podcast.
This may put you to sleep. We have.
Don't take it as a bad thing. It's just because I know you both. It's familiar, isn't it?
I've said this to you before, though. Lexi's listened to this to go to sleep with.
Yeah, there's a couple of podcasts I go to sleep listening to, but...
Is this one
of them?
No, he's not.
Listen to this.
He listens to them ones where to get bigger boobs and stuff. You know those women, like... You are an empowering woman. Look at him nodding, looking at them. It's rumbled for me.
Yeah. You are. Talk to my wife again.
You are an empowering woman.
I bet you listen to him, like, improve your golf swing and all that, don't you? Paul McKenna.
Yeah.
Leon, you can do it. Focus on the pin.
If you're going to be saying Leon, specifically talking to me.
No, you can get impersonalized. And it's not his voice. Leon Sheldon. You concentrate on the thing. And Leon Sheldon.
My full name.
Why is he Jones
number? Outlook.com.
We
get a lot of dodgy emails as well, don't we? Dad tells
loads. Yeah. Even my work emails.
What do you mean, like Nigerian princes?
Yeah.
Have you seen that in the news?
No, genuine.
I think there's a story, and I think it's in America or maybe Nigeria. But they've raided a flat or an apartment of a Nigerian and found millions and millions of dollars in cash.
Shut up.
And someone wrote on the caption below, I fucking cannot believe it's true.
Trying to upload his money.
Unreal, yeah.
Gutted. Right, so today's topic. What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever found in your parents' bedroom? Where's he gone?
That will be my sister. Sorry, Rachel. I'm joking. God, I think, yeah. That's me getting told off next time we go around. Nice. Yep.
Does she listen?
Yeah, she listens, yeah.
Does she?
Yeah. She told me about what a fucking embarrassment I was last time.
There'll be no potato waffles for you.
That's pretty, honestly, right, so like when I've been, and because of my work and then I get the kids and sometimes they will be like hungry or whatever, Wetherspoons. Right, we're going to just nip and go get some food and go to Rachel's. I was like, can we go farm food? And I never shop in those places and they buy this shit and then Rachel's...
Those places. Oh, the upper class. He leaves the town and he's now upper class. He goes to Lone Market Village.
Oh, those places.
Let me explain.
I'm not having this shit.
Because of obviously my dad, the diet side is quite important and I want my kids. I like when they come see me and we cook home food. And so I don't like... freezer, I just don't, because it's obviously now ingrained because of stomach and all that stuff. So Rachel texts me on like Thursday or Friday after the Tuesday going, I'm really sorry, but I had all those potato tarts and Finders crispy pancakes. I couldn't help myself. And then she's like, I'll go to find. So she's coming up and then she's like, about 8 plastic bags full of stuff. What do you want, kids? And I'm like, oh, wow, yeah. So yes,
beige tea.
And Rachel, you're not an embarrassment, and I definitely did not find you in mum and dad's bedroom.
right. This week's episode, we're going to talk Room 101. I've asked a couple of people about Room 101 and got some ideas, and they've gone, what do you mean by Room 101?
No.
Yeah.
Which is quite harsh. Well, do you know where it comes from?
Frank Skinner.
No.
He's the host one. Yeah, it's the Piggy Orwell's I know it is.
Yeah,
so I'm not.
No, hang on. Is there some?
I'm well read.
Is there some copyright infringement here? Do we have to like? So it's a sub. Yeah, apartment we got built.
One.
Yeah. One. Yeah. What about Room 101?
Yeah.
I remember that. Whatever. I'm slurring already.
A little sublet flat that they built on side 101B.
Yeah. Yeah. 101A. There you go. That's a little bit. We're room 101B.
That's a lot worse.
We'll still hashtag it.
That's a lot worse.
We'll still hashtag it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so room 101 is about banishing. Thanks. Got my back. You got my back. Room 101 is B. It's about
we can banishing. Get your post.
It's about banishing items that you want removing from life forever. So this is what we're going to do. We've all chosen at least three.
I've gone with three. I was told to get three.
I have gone three. I'll be honest, I've been complaining how busy my week's been. It's because Monday I wrote about 103 and then thought, shit, I best do some work.
Like, well, look, you get this done for me. No. On Friday, I've got a podcast and it's going to be room 101 sorted.
I've got some rules.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Hang on, we can get in for rules after the math.
I agree, because I think I know where you're going to go with this.
My rules are that you can pick anything that you want to pick, but you've only... So the idea is that you're going to sell your room 101 to us two.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell mine to you two. Leon, you're going to sell yours to us two. You've only got 90 seconds to sell it.
Fair enough.
90 seconds is your maximum.
I think I can just say mine, and you'll go...
Agreed.
And then we'll agree whether we think that goes into room 101, and we'll all agree as a two against one.
So on the WhatsApp group, I did actually want to say we aren't going to go for things that make us look like some cheesy little area. Like, I tell you what, guys, I want to banish famine.
Yeah, right. So
world hunger. Yeah.
So that's my other thing, is that we're going to avoid racism, sexism, homophobia.
Oh, hang on. Hang on.
Isms that we know should not be involved.
One of the things I wrote has got brackets next to it that says not genocide.
Murder, theft.
How am I for these?
People
so
throwing litter in the street, love all
it.
Them stuff,
love it.
We're banishing.
Yeah.
They're already in there.
I've got, shall I go through mine first that didn't make the three? And Waz, you've got some that did make the three.
I did three. I was told two, three, so I did three. I'm not one of these that likes to expand and stuff, so.
So and these aren't just mine. I've asked around.
Yeah.
these aren't just mine. I have asked around. So the first one is belts.
What?
Wouldn't you like just a pair of pants that just fit?
No.
You said the other week, I would love to wear braces.
Yeah, I know. But that's in the belt.
It's
holding my pants up, man.
You've got an alternative to a belt, which is braces.
So we'll
all wear braces.
I've seen a new belt, right? It's like one that you just push it.
Yeah.
Now, so because you have dots, don't you? And those dots can sometimes be in between two dots. So, but that's the one that you can...
Between... You're making your own dots.
I do. Screwdriver. Yeah. I'm like, bloody hell. I'm right.
I've got one of them things because obviously lanky all my life. I've got one of those things.
I got a belt.
I've always worn belts because I've been skinny, so I may be used to them. But yeah, I bought one of them.
I'm a big fan of belts.
You know the things the finisher
dress off.
You know the things where they're on like a little loop and they've got different size ball punches.
Should be what?
Do you know those things are like the tool?
Yeah, and they've got
and you turn it round the size of the hole punch. I've always had one of them for years because
I have no idea what I'm
because about. I buy a belt and up until recently when I'm happy and I've started eating food, I've had like 30 waists and stuff. So I'll buy a belt and I'm like,
do you buy a belt for a 30 waist? Then?
30 waist? Bragger.
No.
I'm not anymore.
I buy a belt, so when I'm a 34 waist, I buy a 34 waist belt. If I'm a 36 away, I buy a 36, 38, I'm now 14. I'm wearing a 40 waist belt.
Can I tell you why? Because I'm either A, bought it off the internet, and I can't be asked to send it back, or B, there's no way when I'm in a shop, am I trying on a belt? It's just not happening. They've always got massive fucking plastic tags on them and shit like that, and so you can't rob them.
You try your pants and your shirt and stuff on, don't you?
Hey, this isn't even on my list, and I think I've sold it to you both. Wouldn't it be nice if you just had a pair of pants?
I want belts.
Who said that?
Stick it up your ass, you dick.
My next one, the government.
No, I like the government. It'd be anarchy if we didn't have a government. So okay. Stick that up your ass and all.
Avocados.
I don't eat them, don't like them, so I don't bother either.
Overrated.
I've moved to Market Week and I've
sat with avocados.
Last night, I ain't joking.
The phrase market.
So last night, because of the old diet thing, that we actually had... Oh, no, not last night. That was the the night before, I had steak, eggs, and avocado. And it's a breakfast. We have it for breakfast. Steak, eggs, and avocado.
Steak, steak for breakfast? Oh, I'll do it for class. Oh,
I went to a gig with Froggy in Manchester. We was in a cafe in the morning, and it was on there, and I thought, that's a really
good
idea.
A cafe's different. A cafe's different.
You make fucking bacon butty at home. They have them at cafes.
No, right.
A steak.
Avocados go into the same bracket for me as Costa and Starbucks. People do it because they think it's bougie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have a Costa. I like it.
Don't nick my fucking choices, mate.
I'll move on to my next one. My last one that didn't make the list, voucher codes.
No, I'm all for it.
Have you ever tried searching for a voucher code online?
Yeah. Yeah.
Never fucking works.
Do you know the best voucher code?
Never works.
You're like a white tight bastard.
Yeah.
Well, this is invalid. This is invalid. Just
do you know, I had success recently. So I booked a car parking from Manchester Airport, and I booked a flight from Manchester. And I
how the other half live what?
Sure. and I went on Facebook, and just typed in voucher for Ryanair and voucher for Manchester car parking.
So he's trying to go working class, and he's been. Yeah. Voucher for Emirates Business Class.
No, and it came up, voucher, and I thought, well, I'll try it. Might as well. Fucking worked. I got 20% off both of them.
What, right there? What, £1.20? What a saving.
Whoa. So as a Yorkshireman, I'm taking that saving. I'm not having that. But yeah, so I'm off a voucher code. So some guy put it on Facebook. I was like, I'll have a bit of that. And it worked.
Can I just say, you've got to a really good start there.
Yeah.
Don't be.
What have you made? Have you got what's not made your list?
Yeah, because you're going to think I'm miserable when I say this, right? So you've got to. I'm not talking loosely. I'm being a specific type of parties. So like New Year's Eve parties, the same every year because it has to be without fail. Certain types of parties. And I've been to these kind of parties and I've had fun with people I love. Engagement parties. We're having a party because we've
got engaged. Engagement party, I don't agree with, right? That's what the wedding's
but for. Then it's tied in with this. Then it's this guy who plays a song, and as the song's finishing, he offers the title of the song, the artist of the song, the chart number it got to, the year it was made, and who might have covered versioned it over the last. So you're actually dancing to some guy going, and that was, you know, Boogie Nights by Kool & the Gang. That was recorded in 1965, and when the song was written, I don't need to know this, mate. Yeah. Who do you think?
45 seconds, you're dancing to the DJ.
Yeah, and do you think Scott Mills is sat in Connor going, this guy's good. Yeah, he's going to go places because he knows his stuff. So, yeah, it's forced. I love a party, but I just like the spontaneous of doing it, and it's just that anyway. So that was one that didn't make it because it makes me sound like a miserable bastard.
No, I'm my social battery is like an iPhone battery over time. Yeah, over time, it's just reduced and reduced and reduced. So now, like, I'll be honest, COVID were brilliant, lockdown were brilliant. No parties, no mixing, no talking to other people. Loved it.
I was like that, but for the last year, I've enjoyed. Socialising, well, going to people's houses.
That one at the Grange, and I loved it.
Yeah, but like, I've been so like inclusive, so like introvert, so long. I'm now like, yeah, let's, and any gathering, I'm like, I'm loving.
Myself. I love a gathering. I love seeing. You are.
I could put you in a room full of people you don't know, and you will piss 30% of them off. But 70% of them will.
I'll take that 30% because normally about 50 people are in room 51 people.
Yeah. They'll take you as you.
Yeah.
I love seeing friends. I love it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So there's a certain period, and I'm not saying it was COVID, but there's a certain period where we just didn't really socialise. Also, it was you, my wife.
But there's another thing.
I've no problem with that.
Yeah.
But then we see other people, I'm like, oh, it's great, like say.
There's another thing about parties as well, though. From like we've all met before this, and we've sat and we've had a chat and had a laugh. From the second one of going to that party, you're suddenly having to go online in people's ears because no one can hear anything and never.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah.
How's your child?
You're still your child.
We've got to that.
Yeah, because you haven't seen people. How's your child for 2 years?
So I'd say you're right there because my hearing is leaving me big time.
Sorry, what?
Hey, old lad. So that's really a struggle. So I actually like to sit around the table with people, and you know, like the old pub chat, and have a crack, a joke.
Yeah, there you go. Me too.
I like that.
That you, you being away last weekend was you in your element, wasn't it?
Just I'm really not.
Yeah, playing cards. Is
that what
you've
been doing?
I went to Tenerife.
Oh, with?
Load of old people.
Load of old.
He went on a Saga holiday, and now we found out how he got his fucking discount card
on a cruise. I had a right laugh, mate. Just drinking beers and playing cards. It was brilliant.
And people close enough that you can hear them.
Yeah. I go, like, what's up with him? He's reading lips.
They did think you were 50, though, didn't you?
Someone started 52, and I cried.
52? What?
I thought of 52.
Who did?
Some people that
were old. His eyes are bad, don't worry about it. So, yeah, that didn't make it, but I kind of wish it did now, because that was quite...
It was a good one.
It probably would have gone in. I was going to say music...
Well, let's hope the other one's better.
Yeah, I was going to say musicals.
Oh, fucking musicals. Fuck
I absolutely love musicals.
Do you know what, though? But I do, but it's... Do you know what it is about the musicals?
The expense.
No,
fucking expensive!
It's the way... So, my child, the eldest child, is going... He wants to do the choir at school. And the woman who's been talking about it said, oh, well, we're doing Joseph. So I played him some Joseph songs from the Philip Schofield one, 91, something like that.
We don't talk about Scots.
Well,
he's banned.
Don't worry about it.
He's touching kids, that kid.
He's not touching kids. We can't have a
conversation. Hang on. We've not said his first name. What about Brian, aren't we?
Yeah, Trevor. Anyway,
but listen, it's that thing of, why all the people have to have this voice in every single musical there ever was. It's all that. Every single.
It was good, yeah. Let's get your hand up.
Yeah, but that
does musical.
And that's what
he's come on for an audition.
Yeah. But that's what it is. It's like, you know, you get music, and there's like different genres. Musical is straight down. You know, you can go from, what's that one with the mask that Andrew Lloyd Webber did? Fat Opera, right? All the way to Lion King.
I was going
to
say the Masked Singer.
Yeah. But all the way. But every one of them has got this narrative. See,
that you've got to embrace it. That's what I like about a musical.
Oh, there's just not enough. Like the fact that there's not enough.
That Annie is just there in a...
Annie? I like Annie. Shit.
So here's my point. So here's my next point.
Did you just say that?
You either love them or you hate them.
Do you know what I want to do?
A lot of things.
I want to go to an opera.
Right. Any particular Pirates of Penzance?
I don't know. I want to go to an opera.
Gilbert and Sullivan. You know them, don't you? Pirates and all that. No.
So when you say opera, do you mean Oreo?
Yeah.
No, I want to go proper opera. I want to see a proper.
Anyone in particular?
Because I don't get the appeal to it. I do not understand why people go to it and be fuck off, because they're all the same. But I actually want to go just to go. Am I missing something here? Is there something I'm genuinely missing? Like, what is it that makes
me so that about a lot
you
things.
Like a musical, though, don't you?
I like a musical, don't get me wrong. Would but a musical and opera is completely different.
Would you want to go to some sort of free-form jazz thing because you don't get it?
I get free-form. Jazz is cool. I like jazz.
Like a poetry.
It's not.
Poetry.
So poetry, I get what poetry's all about.
Slam
it's
poetry.
Not, it's not for me. Not for me, poetry.
You just like a limerick.
Yeah.
There wasn't my
Do you know what? That's exactly what I was thinking of. I was thinking, who's that woman who lay in the back and opened the crack?
But opera, I don't get it. So, what I'm missing? I must be missing something.
So you don't get it, so you want to do it?
So I don't get the appeal. That's the problem. I don't get why people have... Like, people say the opera is like the higher class, the toffs. You've not experienced since you've experienced an opera or hearing someone hit a high... Whatever,
fair key. Enough.
And I think if it was on
telly, I get it because I really am into music and I kind of get what he's saying. But then at the same thing, I'm saying, well, that'd be like me going to watch basketball.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. Have you been to basketball? Yes,
no, exactly.
Until you've been watched it,
fucking hell, this is amazing.
Until you've watched it, you might go, this is in the thing. So what I'm saying, if it was on telly, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on here? But actually, there must be something in the acoustics, the setup that makes it amazing. I'm missing something.
I've never been to see a show, though.
It's like a billion-pound industry.
Hence what we were talking about before.
Operas make more money than like musicals across the globe. So what's the appeal? What's going on?
I don't know how...
£1,000 a ticket.
Yeah, but it's the highly educated people of the world that we don't know the world. That's not our world. Yeah, but they might be going, I can't believe it. Grand Theft Auto has made more money than Les Mis or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's the different.
Yeah, so there's another podcast going with some toffs going, oh, let's get a bit of
Grand Theft Auto going.
Let's listen to
that
tale.
No one's saying that. Not one person saying that.
I just want to think, I listen to your podcast and often comment how short your podcasts are. It's 25 minutes in and we've not even got anywhere near the topic.
We have, I need a wee, so I'll be...
I'm here to stop this and eat a pizza and come back in as well.
Come back.
That's not me.
Very quickly, have you got anything else on your list that hasn't made the list?
Yeah. Formula One.
Formula One.
Shut up.
I'm with you.
Shut up right
now.
Anything
else?
Right. I don't want to go into why though. But I'll go. Hang on, no, so I can't. So hang on, that's gone out. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh,
which one?
Right, I tell you what.
It's sport. It's sport.
It ain't sport. It's not a sport.
Shut your fucking face.
They drive. No, it's not a sport.
The G's that them kids go under is unbelievable.
The G's, I had in my team. So, But, what annoys me is, if they all drove the same car, I'd say... if they all drove the same car,
I'm not disagreeing, but that's like saying, if all football teams had the same finances...
No, hang on.
What's the difference?
No, because that's not what's a football difference? Team, it's the footballers. The footballers have got the same things, they've got the same legs,
yeah,
they push themselves to be good. You know from football, yeah, you have a footballer like, say, Pogba or a Ravel Morrison, who have the talent but don't push it and use it and all that stuff. And what I'm saying is,
the mechanics, that's the designers, that's the engineers, that's all things you don't see. You're just thinking of that guy, yeah?
But
the whole club is a collective. So you think Man City, this massive conglomerate of finances...
You're talking a club sport against an individual.
It's not an individual sport. Whoa. Formula One is not an individual sport. You have one guy behind the wheel...
And who gets lauded? Who's the personality? Who's the guy?
That's like saying Guardiola gets lauded, that gets managed. He's the architect. No.
Yeah, but it's two different.
You've got designers. No, it's a.
Oh,
shit.
Right, table. Right, right. I'm glad we're not playing Monopoly.
Yeah.
Man, there'll be hotels.
You've got to understand, right? So you look at Hamilton, right? They've got better cars. They physically have better cars.
Man City got better facilities than Gold Town.
Right. But if you're good at Gold Town, you get picked to an higher club. And if you're good there, you get picked to an higher club.
So does the engineer. Goes to Ferrari. So does the engineer. Right. Goes from.
Right, and but
and the designer and the people. So you look at Red Bull. Red Bull throwing loads of money here because they've got the best designers, they've got the best engineers, they've got the best pit crew.
Right.
They've taken pit crew from Ferrari because they're going to pay them £1,000 more because they can take a wheel nut off and put a wheel nut on quicker. It's the same thing.
If they all drove the same car, you could say that. All right, here's another thing. 100 meters running.
Yeah.
Let's get all this argument now. You get down to a final of eight people, right? And they race. Usain Bolt, he's the winner because his physical attributes for him, not his car, won him that. And they're all on an evil keel.
As a skeptic, in the world we live in, he's probably got the best scientist, the best nutritionist, the best conditioner. He's probably got the best talent spotter. He's probably got everything that makes him above anyone else. He's got raw talent, so it's every Formula One driver.
All right, but you haven't got someone in lane eight who's got like cement shoes that are a bit shitter than someone in lane one who's got the best shoes.
Formula Three.
Let me sit in the middle here. Let me sit in the middle and let me play devil's advocate. What you're saying is, as a spectator sport, Formula One is dog ash.
It's fucking horrible.
Yes.
And
what you're saying is there's a lot more to it, but from a Room 101 point of view,
he's wrong.
it's just rubbish as a spectator.
Do you know what? It's not even allowed in Room 101, B. Get it to Room 101C and go have a piss with your fucking shit.
I'm off.
He's getting ready for 100 metres down the street.
I am right.
I believe it. Right, I'm going to wrap up part one.
You're not right.
I'm going to wrap up part one. We're done. Let's join us again next week. We will be here again next week.
And the week after.
End recording. Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.